Each one will get their day in the sun. And there's a lot of very, really nice ideas that people will enjoy from. The first mamach I want to talk about is the Meshech Chacham, beginning of Parsha Achremos, where the Pasuk says, famous idea, Hashem says, Daber al Aaron Achicha, ודבר השם משה למור אחרי מור שונה בני ארון כבשם לפני השם ימוס וגם השם למשה דבר לארון אחיך ואה יבוא בכל היסר הקודש מבייס לה פרוכס על פני הכפרוס אשר על ארון הדוס וימוס כי בענן יראה על הכפורס ובסוק דאו ובסוק גימו קונטיניוס בזוס יבוא ארון הכון פר במקר וחטס ואיל לעולם אוקיי בכל Now, the first board here is not on the sheet. It's just a famous idea, it's a posh idea, but it's worth saying over in... The first is a Musar board, which is not on the sheet. It's a famous idea, I'm sure many people say it. I know in the name of Chaim Shmuel Levitz, those at Sifas Musar, I'm sure it's at other places, but point is, why... what's the idea of V'ayavo b'chol esel ha'kosh v'beis ha'paroches? Why should Aaron, a Kohen, or the Kohen Gadol, not come into the Kosher Kedushin? Ella, Ayom Kippur. And this is a famous word, famous concept, which is that if you want to ensure that something very Kadosh remains Kadosh, you can't deal with it, you can't handle it, you can't come in contact with it daily. Maybe not even monthly, maybe not even weekly. Maybe only once a year is okay for you to come in contact or to have a shaychus, since that's very holy. And dafka, it doesn't show its lack of kedusha or its lack of importance, because only once a year. We do it once a year. Ah, it's not such a big deal. If it's really important, we do it every day. It's hafuch. The fact that we do it once a year shows you that it's such a potent, such a strong action, activity of going to the Kosher Kedushin, that there's only one day a year we could possibly do that. And this is a very important message in general. Coming towards Kedusha, you have to recognize that sometimes it's dafka, the Torah does things mizman lizman, from time to time, in order to ensure the Kedusha of certain items. And dafka, that is also, on the flip side, it's also our challenge. Of the fact of that we have kadosh things that we have every day, let's say a davening, which is very kadosh, and we come to it three times a day, we can set up for the world. And what makes it so hard is that on the one hand it's so holy, and on the other hand you do it three times a day. But holy things that you do three times a day become difficult. That's our challenge. That like almost breaks the rule, but makes us recognize how much harder we have to work in order to appreciate that encounter that we have at Kadosh Baruch Hu every single day. Okay, because we understand the fact that spiritual encounters, spiritual connections should be spread out, so when they're not spread out, they become a challenge for us. Because now we see how, unfortunately, having a good tefillah with a real kavanah is difficult. It's because we do it too often. The more often you do it, the less we relate to the kedusha side. Okay, that's just a quick word. Now, what do I want to bring out though? Meshech Chachma quotes here from the Medrash. The Medrash says that Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Medrash says, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Moshe. Now, let's give you the background. The Medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu was mitzayer. When he heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, Vayavo b'chol etzel HaKadosh, Moshe Rabbeinu says in the Medrash, not on the sheet, Moshe Rabbeinu says, oh my gosh, I can't believe what's happening. V'ayavo b'chol eitzel ha-kodesh, and the Medrash goes through how Moshe Rabbeinu was mitzayer, that he thought that Kosh Baruch was pushing away Aaron HaKohen, and it goes through the fact that Moshe thought that you can't even come once a year, not once a day, not once a week, not once a year, not once every 12 years, and not even once every 7 years, because for each one of those things he finds the word ace, and he says, wow, if you can't come b'chol ace, meaning, all the aces that we have, ace meaning the word ace, the time, okay? So the same way by there's something that refers to 12 years, it will happen only once every 12 years. There's something that's going to happen once every 70 years, the pigeons from the gullus, So Moshe Rabbeinu found all these things that say the word ace, and he says, if the ayavol b'chol ace, you can't come in all the aces, mashma, that Hashem is not interested in the chol, I don't recommend coming. So Moshe, Hashem answers back the following. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, lo kishim shata savur, lo ace l'shav, lo ace l'yom, lo ace l'shana, lo ace l'yudei shana, lo ace l'shivim shana, lo ace l'ilam. Not like you thought that matter letting him in. The other is true. Ela b'chol shar shu rotsu likanes. Likanes. Rashi Kanesh does it. Then it says, it's not like you're saying Moshe Rabbeinu. I says the Kadosh Baruch Hu back to Moshe. The truth is, if Aaron HaKohen can come in whenever he wants, he's invited to come in. With one condition. He has to come in and perform the Seder Avodas Yom Kippurim. Understand? Meaning, obviously, Avodas Yom Kippurim is for Yom Kippur, right? But Aaron HaKohen has the potential, has the ability also to come any time, any day of the year, as long as he does Avodas Yom Kippurim. It's not only for Yom Kippur. Continues Meshach Chacham. Where does this come from? And why? Vine, the Sefer Giriyah Kesef of Shem Agra, the Perusho Pashut. Pashut! The Aaron Ayah Yechol Kedet Tamim Peseder Hazeh. Rak Shebanav Ho Yerushalayim Rak B'Yom Kippurim. Only Aaron HaKohen had this power, this privilege, to come into the Kodesh whenever he wanted, but for all the other Doros, all other Kohen Gadols, it's not only our Kohen. V'nizgal lanu tamo apimash akasun asforno v'so parshas emor hashakasun shibiktobiktozu b'hatavas aron. Now, there's a beautiful sforno. Okay? Rabbi Yisrael. The Sforno is in the end of Parshas Emor. The Pasuk is Perek Chaf Dalet. Pasuk Gimel. The Torah says, the Pasuk says, Aaron's going to come and light the menorah. Mechutz la paroches, ha'idus bo moed yaroch oso aharo me'erev ad boker. Lifnei Hashem tamiz mukansom dorosehem. Then when Aaron comes in to light the menorah, he should do blah blah blah. Okay? Fine. So the Sforno over there says, why did it say Yaroch Oso Aharon when Aaron lights the menorah? There were other Kohanim that would light the menorah. Everybody lights the menorah. And also, you should know, in Parshat Tetzaveh, you have a Chumash? No.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh yeah? Great. In Parshat Tetzaveh, also it says, when it talks about Haktoras Haktoras, it says the end of Parshas Tetzaveh. We talked, remember, about the Mizbeah HaKadosh at the end of Parshas Tetzaveh, not in Shurim with the Kalim, and not in Tzav with the Begad, at the end of the Parsha in Shvi. And what does it say over there? It says, the Pasuk Zayin, was this Lamed Pasuk Zayin. The Tira Lov Aaron Korsim Boker Boker, he was under Zek Tireta. Uba Halos Arasanir Benarabai Yek Tireta. Again, says the Sforno, why is it mentioned Aaron's name by the Ketores?
The din is that all Kohanim had Yod, also Mutter be the Ketores, not only did in the Kohen God. So the menorah and the Ketores, which are Mutter of all the Kohanim, why is it talked by Aaron?
That's the Sforno's springboard for the following vort. Now look what he says, a beauty. Says the Sforno,
Hashik du Ketores, Uba Hatamas Aaron. Bishum shiva osar arba'im shana haya ha'anan shore al mishkan yomam v'layla. The Anan was sitting on the mishkan for the 40 years they were in the midbar. Ukim Moshe kasuv ki anan Hashem al mishkan yomam v'eishdi alayla. V'lachein, listen to this beauty now. V'lachein ba'avodos shebeheichal shesham haya anan Hashem Haya dino osan arba'im shana kimo biyom ha-kippurim. All 40 years, the Mishkan had a din of Kiddushas Yom Kippurim.
Why? What makes Yom Kippur so special? As it says in the Pasuk. Shekatubo ki be'anan Israel al-kapores.
It says in Yom Kippur, what's special about Yom Kippur? Hashem's going to come down in a cloud, and he's going to be sitting on the kaporos.
In the Kodesh Kodashim.
But that's what it says by the Mishkan, all 40 years. It's the same thing. So the Kedusha HaMakom, the Kedusha HaZman of the 40 years is the same as Yom Kippur, all the other years of Klal Yisrael. Oh, yeah? That's interesting. So you know what then? Says the Sforah. Says that's the end of the Sforah. V'lachem, says Meshach HaMakom, Pasha. Kol Oton Avim Shana Hayav HaMashuth Lehikanez B'Seder HaZek V'al Kohen Gadol B'Yom Kippurim. The Medrash says that Hashem Baruch said Aaron come in whenever he wants. As long as he says that Yom Kippurim. Why? Because the Mishkan is ready for Yom Kippur. All, it's full time ready. It's on autopilot for Yom Kippur. Because the Kiddush of the Mishkan is the same as Yom Kippur. It's ready for Yom Kippur. It has an Adan on it. So the same way Kohen Gadol, after the 40 years of the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, you go in on Yom Kippur and do the special service. So then Aaron, in the 40 years when he was in the Midbar, could also go in to the Mishkan, and he also go to the Kadosh as long as he does the Seder. What does Yom Kippur? It's the same. They're equal. V'lachein katuv v'sof ha-parsha by Etta. And that also explains, our question was, how come by the Ketores and by the menorah, it's Mashma, that Arakum was lighting the menorah, lighting doing the Ketores? It's put to the Kohen, and also the other Kohanim already, in the 40 years of Midbar, Aaron's kids and others. Why couldn't they do it? Answer, because I'm Yom Kippur. Who does all the Avodah in Yom Kippur? And if the Mishkan has the same din as Yom Kippur does for all the Doros, that means that Aaron HaKohen, the Kohen Gadol, has to serve. He has to do all the Avodos. So the Torah says, by Parshat Tzavet and in Parshat Zamor, that Aaron went in and lit the menorah, and Aaron went in and brought the Ketores. Because you know, it has a special level of Kedusha of Yom Kippur, but full time in the Mishkan. So then whatever goes to Yom Kippur has to go to the Mishkan then also. So the person who has to be Oved has to be the Kohen Gadol. And, so that's like the Chumrah. And the Kula is, that because it has a din of Yom Kippur, you can go to the Kodesh whenever you want. It's not Kaminas of giving it that same level of Kedusha. And the third one is the following. The Lafen Katub is so partial and ha-parsha, by some Zos Lafen Lafikas Olam, Achas Bashana. Then it says at the end of the Parsha, our Parsha, okay, it says that Aaron should go in and one time, not Aaron, it says at the end that you should go in and you should be mechaper once a year for all the Tumah things that go on. So the Pasuk says, now, here, there's no mention of Aaron HaKohen. Just says, once a year you go in, and you do a kapara, in the Mikdash. Says the Meshech Lachma, Sheladoros, who rap Yom Kippurim, Sheaz Yisro Kimalchei Ashores, Ruvim with kapara zu, Uvashchinas HaKavar al kaporas be'anan. Because, all the other times, it can only be done, Chukas Olam when? Achas Bashan. Only once a year, one time a year. When is that? Yom Kippur. When is that for? Post the Midbar. Post the Mishkan. Then, it wasn't on the same level anymore. Then you can only go on Yom Kippur. Achas Bashana. Only one time a year. You're allowed to go in. But for the other 40 years, I'm going only once. Only Aaron. Except that in that line he says, Im Kain, Ach Eliezer, Achrei Moso, Hayal Roshus Kain, Bidok. And it says in Mishnah, if this was true, then not only Aaron HaKohen, it's not a din Aaron HaKohen, it's a din in the Mishkan. So if when Aaron died, okay, and his son Eliezer took over at the end of Parshas Chukas, I think it is, not mistaken, okay, when it says that Aaron went up and he died, okay, and he appointed Eliezer and his son to take over, so he also was allowed to go in whenever he wanted. Because it's a din in the Mishkan. It's a din in the Shechina sitting in the Mishkan. Sitting over and giving the Mishkan that level of Yom Kippur. Okay? So, a few beautiful points, okay, that we have here. Which is, that number one, it's a Chiddush Gadol, which is, you know, a little bit, you know, unconscious of what I said at the beginning, that Musaf word about going in once a year, so first of all, that's still a true word, but you should know it's only true L'doros. Okay? Past Aaron HaKohen, the idea of going into the Kodesh Kodashim was only once a year. Past Aaron HaKohen.
past the 40 years of the Mishkan, of the Kadosh Baruch Hu sitting over on the Mishkan. But for the first 40 years of the Mishkan, there was a special madrigas of the Mishkan that it had the level of the Anan, like Yom Kippur has the rest of the year. And therefore, few not to be as well. Number one, the Kohen Gadol has to do it, and that's why the Torah mentioned Aaron specifically doing the avodas of Hadakas Neiros and the Ketores, as opposed to other Kohanim, which even though it's multiple other Kohanim, but because it's Yom Kippur, so everything has to be done with the Kohen Gadol. And number two, that also explains to us why the Aaron Kohen can go in whenever he wants to go in. He can go in as long as he does the Seder Yom Kippurim. And Seder Yom Kippurim was always available because the Mishnah was always at a point where it's ready for Yom Kippur. Because it has the Anan, the Shekhinah, sitting there all the time. Okay. That was a tremendous chiddush in terms of our tisa, but it answers great diyukim and the psukim, and also it explains this medrash how God said, I don't go in whenever he feels like it, it's fine. Okay. Let's go on to something a little bit easier, a little lighter. Okay. The Kuyakar says, a little later in the Parsha, there are two psukim that are very, very, one after the next, and they need a little bit of clarification. I mentioned many times that many of the best boards come from a simple question in the psukim. Look at this now. Pasuk says, Pasuk Dal, listen with your ears. Es mishpatai ta'asu, ves chukosai tishmeru, l'leches behem, ani Hashem Elokechem. This is Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Dal. Es mishpatai ta'asu, ves chukosai tishmeru, l'leches behem, ani Hashem Elokechem. The next pasuk he says, Ushmartem es chukosai, ves mishpatai, asher yaseh osam ha'adam v'chai bahem, ani Hashem. What would you ask on these two psukim? If you were to be the Kliyaka, or writing a Pirush al Torah, what would you ask?
Change order.
Why did change order? Push it! Right? The first one it says, Mishpatai ta'asu, ves chukotai tishmeru, and then it says, Ushmartem es chukosai, ves mishpatai, asher yaseh osam ha'adam v'chai bahem. Now, you can only ask that question, number one, if you're smart, and you know a little bit about Torah. And number two, if you have a foundation, then obviously everything in the Torah is for a reason. You can't answer, well, that's what you talk like. It doesn't matter. That's not an answer. That's not how we learn Torah. It's not how we learn Pesukim. It's not how we learn a Sugya. So we don't do that. We learn it because there's a reason behind it. So why did it change? You can't say, you forgot what he said a possible ago. Okay. So Kli Yagur obviously was under that impression also, you can't say that. And he had a much better answer. Why? Lefi. The first pasuk is talking about the schar olam hazeh. How do you know that? You can't just make it up. You can't just do whatever you feel like. Because it says, midika amar, laleches bahem. Es mishvatai ta'asu v'shukatai tishmeru, laleches bahem. To walk in them. So what? Keep olam hazeh nikra ha'adam mehalich. Shu ne'atak madrega l'madrega. Meaning, man is called a walker.
What happens when you walk? We all know what happens when you walk. Right? We just did it. A lot of it.
Now what happens? You keep moving. One step after the next. You keep going step by step, step by step. Continuing. Progressing. Hopefully. Okay? Getting somewhere. Slowly, but getting somewhere. That's the idea. Hashem says to Bnei Adam, I made you mahalchim bein ha'omdim. Who are the omdim? As it says. Ki ha'malach nikru omed. Ki ho omed madrega achas. Aval ha'adam nikru ha'mahalich.
An angel is an omed. Static. One place. No possibility for change. Not good and not bad. It just is. Omed. Now they were lucky. The fact they started off pretty good, so they that's it. But that's the positive side. The negative side is that they can't go anywhere past there. Man has a chisaron ki'ilu, a
the fact that he was created as much less kedusha to begin with than a malach.
But you know what? He's got a lot of potential to go very far. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I gave you guys the possibility to be less.
Now, how can you can walk? You can walk. We're talking about, then we're talking about that. That's the tip off. And this passage is talking about Olam Hazeh. Okay, so it's talking about Olam Hazeh. So what? Let's continue.
The chel olam haba nekra gam ha'adam yoshev kamar vasein tzadik miyoshev atrusein bro asham v'yoshev dugat ma'omei ki hu yoshev imruchavik barakana kos le'musa.
Okay, I mean, as a side point, we're just used to saying that in olam haba we're called a yoshev, okay, tzadik miyoshevim, because once we get to olam haba, then we are sitting, which is the comparison to the malachim who are omei. Okay, when we get to Olam Haba, we will be tzaddikim yoshvim.
Because once you're sitting, you don't move, right? You're planted in a certain spot. So to Olam Haba, when we get there, we're stuck. There's no more mahachim. We're yoshvim.
We sit down and we are what we are. Okay, now we'll get at that a little bit. Ubischar ha'olam aza hikdim amishpatim shehem min hamuskalot elachukim she'ein tamam nigle lo marlach lo zu shebeschus hamishpatim that are logical. They make sense to us. The mishpatim, tiskeli telechet Hashem ratzot ha'chayim. Don't think that just because of the mishpatim, you're going to be a zoche to walk in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu eventually in Olam Haba. Sharein echem haraos to all asam, because you see the positive effects of it. You see they make sense. El av zush v'kim achukos, av apisha ain't adam negle, mikom from tiskeli adam.
Meaning, no, let's leave it off Olam Hazeh. Okay? Meaning, when we talk about Schar Olam Hazeh, so you would have thought, you know, when we talk about Olam Hazeh, this is like the dominion of man, where things have to make sense, everything has to be understandable, and everything has to be explained. So, maybe you could only be Zoche to life, a longer life, a good life, if by doing the things that make sense, the Mishpatim. How you know by doing the chukim, which are these more like heebie-jeebie, not understandable, like ruchani mitzvos that don't make sense? How do you know that those will also be mezakeh you in schar olam hazeh, and you'll be able to get stuff for them? So the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's the chidush. So start off with the mishpatim, right? You should know that obviously the mishpatim that makes sense, that'll give you credit. But even the chukim that you do here will also get credit for those, and it'll also give you schar. And it'll also bring you Shef and Bracha from Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it starts with Mishpatim and then goes to Chukim. Aval bepasuk haba shekapu ahem shepirish Rashi al chay olam haba. There it's talking about olam haba, says Rashi. Chay bahem olam haba. Rashi says v'im tamar olam haze also full of mut. How can we be chay bahem and live in them? Live, you're gonna die eventually. So what's about Olam Haba, says Rashi? Oh, so about Olam Haba? Now I got a word. Why? Ki bekima chukos pshita shetizkel chayam haba. Ki meyachar she'en atam ragish b'to al asam pshita shekol ma'asech l'shem shemayim. Because the kaim is his bora. Meaning, when it talks about Olam Haba though, it's pasha you should get credit in Olam Haba for the chukim you did. Right? Because those are like things that they don't make any sense. They partially the schar for those things. You should get schar for those things in Olam Haba, because they're not so understandable. You can't say, well, the reason why you're doing those things is because you wanted to get good rewards for them in all, you know, this world. What do you mean? I don't understand. I didn't understand what I was doing. What can be the explanation why I'm doing it? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu will give us a tzivui. So for sure, when I get to Olam Haba, which is the world of kol kula ruchnis, and I finish with Kadosh Baruch Hu, so for sure for the chukim, I'm going to get credit in Olam Haba for those things. That's partial.
But you might have said, "Oh, Ella, feel the kiyom mishpatim shekvar kibal v'schar kabolam hazeh v'yesh rakol mashatam v'kaimam b'avur hanasra." Maybe you're doing them for yourselves. Ki kiyom olam talui b'hem, because they make sense in the world that exists on them. Mikol kum tiske gam b'avur hanachayel mabav.
Right? The things that make sense, like you didn't steal. Let's look at for example, you didn't kill anybody. So you say, "Listen, maybe you should get schar hazeh for that, or you did keep it aveim." Of course you do keep it out there. And of course you can't kill people. Of course you can't steal from people. It's theirs, not yours. It's their life, it's not your life. So, you might have said, you know what? All those things that I did which made sense to, for just a society to exist, and people to exist amongst each other.
The next one is this world. Next world? Who's going to make you better for those things in the next world? So the chiddush there is that not only on the chukim,
but also the mishpatim, which you would have thought had a motive that wasn't just the Shem Shemayim. Maybe they were for this world because you have to do it, and that's how you will exist amongst people. So therefore it was mentioned, therefore you did that, and you won't get paid on Haba. Kamash Malah, you don't know you're paid on Haba. Why? V'lama? Ki ani Hashem. Shavayatam v'kaimam babur shani Hashem tzivi sicha. Al der Hashem v'tainu, al yomar yefshi lecho chazir v'nashi katzabo, el efshi v'kadosh baruch hu gazar alai. Meaning, why in the Taka you're going to get credit for all these things? Because and only if you remember that the reason why you're doing all the mitzvahs is doing it for Kadosh Baruch. Then it doesn't matter. Cooking, batim, it's irrelevant what type, what sug mitzvah is. In the end of the day, if all of them have one thing in common, which is that a Kadosh Baruch has been stopping you to do it, then it doesn't really matter then what type it is. Because in the end, you're doing it for the same reason, which is that it's a sibui, a mitzvah for Kadosh Baruch. So for that, it doesn't matter then, in Olam Haba, whether it's a chok or a mishpat, sechel, logic, not logic, in the end of the day, the book is not going to do it, you did it for that reason, so then you should get schar for those things in Olam Haba because you did it for Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's when you get paid back for serving Kadosh Baruch Hu properly. So now we have a good answer. The reason why the pasukim were flipped is because they talk about two totally different nosim, two different topics. One is about schar Olam Haza, in which you might have thought that only the things that make sense for this world, you should get credit for. Things that don't make sense for this world should be left to the next world. Kamashma, no. Even the chukim in this world you get credit for. And to teach you hafuch, that in Olam Haba, which you would have thought was only for the chukim and not for the things that make sense, that are for society and for hanhaga between Benel and Chavero, you should not get credit for those things. So the Torah said, not only for the chukim, which is Toshi, you should get credit in Olam Haba, but even Olam Haza, but even the Mishpatim, which you would have thought were only for Olam Haza, also they get credit for those things in Olam Haba. So in both psukim, they're both mentioned, but they're mentioned in reverse order, because one's of Olam Haza, one's of Olam Haba.
And that's all b'tznai, that everything has been done, L'shem Shemayim, L'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then, it's irrelevant, this world, next world, chukim, mishpatim, logic, illogical, it doesn't matter. If you're doing it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then, you're doing your task in this world, serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then, of course, you should get rewarded, wherever it is, this world, next world, it's all the same. Okay. Now, let's go right to it. Okay, there's another very, very interesting Meshul Chachma. It's not exactly too short of the Parsha, but it's brought on this week's Parsha, and it's connected enough that I felt I have the license to bring it. But at the end of the last piece of Nachremos, the Meshul Chachma brings up a lashon that we say, the tefillah, Ki ata sachan li Yisrael machalan l'shiftei yishurum. We say on Yom Kippur in the Bracha, in Musaf, okay? Ki ata sachan li Yisrael u'machalan l'shiftei yishurum. Ask the Shachma, we don't find this nusach anywhere. So first of all, what's the mean? And why is it brought up to Yom Kippur? Okay? That's the backdrop to his piece. Okay? I didn't bring the whole thing because it was very long. I brought the part that I wanted to bring up. Okay, which picks up in the middle. Yes. Ki ata salchan li Yisrael u'machalan l'shiftei yishurum. It's not about it, it's a tefillah. It's referring to Avodah Yom Kippur, to the Avodah, and to the day of Yom Kippur. Okay. So now, comes along Meshul Chachma, and he quotes the Gemara, which says that the Kohen Gadol, when he went into the Avodah Yom Kippurim, in the morning when he went into the Avodah, he wore a special ketonis that was worth more than the ketonis that he wore later in the day when he went back in other times. It was more expensive. That's the Gemara in Yuma, that according to Meshul Chachma. Now, the thing is, the Meshul Chachma says, why was it that he had a special ketonis in the morning, okay, on Yom Kippur? What was that going to signify? What's it symbolic of? Okay, so now, let's go to Meshul Chachma inside. It says in the Meshul Chachma like this.
Okay. And just keep in mind one last thing, which is in the Ketones.
Every beged has a is mechaper for a different chait. The Ketones, as the Gemara in Erchin says, is mechaper on shvichus damim. Okay, murder between people of Klal Yisrael. That's what the Ketones comes to the mechaper for. Okay, so for some reason there's a special kapara of shvichus damim. We're trying to mechaper for new here. Okay, by giving the kohen a special Ketones. Okay, so says the Meshachar of the following. Ba'alav ne'emar u'biyom pofti u'bakareti u'kmoshi is the part of Perek Chelem. Ein ha'cha kodor ador she'en hotel unki achas mechait ha'egel v'inei amur menish mishle rabbi avin amur mechodor ador adayin chait shem mechiret yosef kaya mayan sha'am. Mean, there are two different chataim that Klal Yisrael constantly is being payback for. One, chait ha'egel. Because Moses said, I won't, I'll accept your tefillah Moshe Rabbeinu, and instead of wiping Klal Yisrael, I will spread it out over all the generations, and in every onesh, there's a trace of chet ha'egel. Also, because it's close to Medrash, that the same thing is true by Mechiras Yosef. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what, I'm going to spread out a little bit of Mechiras Yosef, that chet, amongst all the years, all the generations. There'll be a little bit of payment over a long period of time. Okay, vidin, sir. The akapara al uma bechnala lifnai velifnim adayin sham roshem hached mechiras Yosef. And it comes out then that when the kohen gadol goes in, or the kapara is done for the nation, for Klal Yisrael, on Yom Kippur, there's still a little bit left. Okay, of the chet, the mechiras Yosef, it's still there. It wasn't taken care of ever. The same way the chet was never taken care of. These two sins continue. V'lachein lashon shasriya mishtalech mishkal shtei stayim. Okay, the string that they tied. Again, the shasriya mishtalech they sent out. The weight, the value of it, the value was mishkal shtei stayim. It was two stayim. What is two slime? Remez the mashon b'shal b'akama amarav le'olamai shane adam b'no b'ne avarim shebishvil mishkal shnei slime milas Yaakov v'Yosef from the other sons nizgal gadam yodos en mitzrayim. Meaning, the Gemara itself makes as a mention that because of two slime that Yaakov Avinu gave to Yosef in his beggar, which was more than the other kids, the whole story of Yerutz Yisrael happened. So connecting those two sloyim, we're tying a string on the Sefer Mishtalech, the Avodah Kippurim, for a tikkun of the Mechiras Yosef. So we have another thing that gets connected to Mechiras Yosef. V'lachein yitachin, therefore makes sense. Ki ha-kapara ha-yisal lifnai v'lifnim v'es ha-kaparas v'ha-echal, makom shal binyam. And that's why he says, maybe it makes sense now, why the place, the one place of the year, the Kodesh Kedoshim, which is done Yom Kippur, that kapara is done with Lifnayim Lifnim of the Heichal in the Kodesh Kedoshim, where? It's Makom Shel Binyamin. It's in Binyamin's territory, the Kodesh Kedoshim. Bishum Shehu Lo Haya B'Hachesh Mechiras Yosef. V'Lachin Lo Haya B'Azarach Chelkos Shel Yehuda. Ki Nefurosh B'Yom Adaf Yerbeiz. As it continues later on, if they mad zocha bin Yamin, shetishu shchinasa b'chelko, tishakol shvot ha'ev mechirasa shayosei, u bin Yamin lo haya. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, yom ani omer, le'enu sheyiznu beis ha'bechira, kishem yitpa'alim lefanai, eni mitmalei aleim rachmim, shlo yim rachmim lachayem, akan Hashem. Meaning, the Beis HaMikdash itself is split. Part of it is built in the chelik of Yehuda, and part is split part. A small part, okay, the chelik of the Kodesh Kedoshim, is in Chelik HaBinyan. On Yom Kippur, the Iker of Oda is being done by Kodesh HaKodashim. Why? Because Yom Kippur is connected to the Chet of Mechiras Yosef. And therefore, it can't be done in the Azara, which belongs to Yehuda, who was very much a very significant part of Mechiras Yosef. It can be done only in the Kodesh HaKodashim, which belongs to Binyamin. Who wasn't there? As the Medrash says, Hashem says, if I would say that the Avodah should take place in the Azara, or if I would say that the Kodesh Kedoshim would be part of the other Shvatim, not Binyamin, how could I have Rachel on Klal Yisrael? They didn't have Rachel on Yosef, and now they come
that they are coming from attacking the chait of the doros.
Oh, but here is the outside. I can't help them. So they put in the chait of Binyamin, the Kodesh Kodashim. There,
Yemel's in Baal Nahim, when you're wrong. So that's why Yom Kippur, the Avodah is done in the, and it's died with him in the Kodesh Kodashim. Chilek Shal Binyamin.
Ukishitra Choltim, Bidvar Shem Inan Al-Makam, Az Pokeh Lahem Chait Ha'Egel. Give Yisrael Choltim, Bidvar Shem Inan Al-Khabero, Az Pokeh Lahem Chait Bechir Yisrael Yosef.
Now, good. So,
we have two chaits that extend to all the Doros. It's good though, it works out well. One is Bidvar Shem Inan Al-Makam, Chait Ha'Egel. One is Chait Bechir Yisrael Yosef, which is Bidvar Shem Inan Al-Khabero.
So why are we doing these in Rav Bidvar Shem Inan Al-Makam and get punished for them?
There's a trace of Chait Ha'Egel.
And what we do that's bare on the chaver, it's not the same, we get punished.
There's a little trace of Mechiras Yosef. And these two things constantly need kapara,
chizuk, all the time. V'lachem, mitam ze lo nichnas b'choshem, sheshem us ha-shvatim chakukim al-libo l'iznichu l'ifnei Hashem, v'ha-shvatim ba'atlam heim ha-zikara, v'sheze ye kitshuv, sheheim ba'atlam lo rikmu al-levim, v'ayim isnagdim v'sonim ze l'ze.
Why doesn't the Kohen go with the Choshen? He has four special white clothes. He doesn't go with the regular B'day Kohen Gadol. Why doesn't he go with the Choshen? Choshen all the Shvatim on him.
That's the problem! Don't bring the Shvatim there! Dangerous!
Why? They were Merachel and Yosef. How can you bring them to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Shvatim?
Aye. It says the Shvatim are exclusive. So it's okay. So actually the Shvatim being in the wall is okay.
We don't have to actually bring in the stones, bring in the Choshen to make it more
obvious. We don't want it to be obvious here, the Choshen bring them into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's not a good thing for the Kodesh HaKadoshim.
On Yom Kippur, that's for sure.
Okay. Let's just finish it off. Vized Emes Tam Rav Huna in the bracket Shacharei Mos Harishonim Davi Shlomo Paska Uru Tumim Ibnei Shashvatim Yischaku Shnei Mulachim Velo Yichon Litama B'Divrehem Sheitztafu Shemos Hashvatim Zayim Zeh Kemet Shayu Chalukim Zayim Zeh V'Sonim Zeh Zeh V'Duk. Beautiful.
And he says, and the Gemara says that the Urim to the Choshen, the Urim Tumim stopped after Davi Shlomo. Why?
Because that's when Klai Yisrael split. Okay. After Klai Yisrael split, how did the Urim Tumim work?
Different letters of the Choshen, right, came out and were mitzchaber
in order to explain that the answer to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, what you wanted. How can you ask the letters of the Shemos of the Shvatim to be mitzarev the Achdus and teach us when the Shvatim themselves hate each other and are dispersed all around the world?
Where is the Achdus? If there's no Achdus amongst the Klai Yisrael itself, how do you want the Kedusha Achdus of the Choshen and Urim Tumim to be Mitzchaber, to have Achdus with each other?
So what is Shaykh? So after that time period, once the Klai Yisrael split, there was no more Urim Tumim anymore.
It wasn't Shaykh to have Urim Tumim anymore at that point. The Shvatim were dispersed. The Shvatim themselves were not the Achdus.
So let's finish off. The Chayin Lahoros of Kaparas Achayt Shem Nechiras Yosef Hayak tones mubcheres, ukmo shamru, ktones mechaperas hashvidus damim, vayishchetu serizim, vayitmelues ktones vadam.
We asked, why was there a special ktones in Yom Kippur? It's for shvichus damim. Okay, they didn't do real shvichus damim.
Pretty close. They claimed it as shvichus damim to Yosef, though. Vayitmelu, right? Vayishchetu, vayitmelu, ktones vadam.
And they came to the father and said, listen, what boy tell you? He died. Meaning, they try to do at least a spiritual shvichus damim. It's not a literal shvichus damim. They didn't really want to kill. They didn't really kill him, but they tried to do as close as they could to killing him. Connected that shvichus damim that they did to Yosef, because Baruch Hu says, "You better bring on Yom Kippur on this day, which is part and parcel." Okay. Again, remember, Yom Kippur we're doing a full kapara. Full kapara means we're doing kapara ben al makom, we're doing kapara ben al chavero. Okay, so if these two sins continue, and we have to have kapara ben al chavero. So Yom Kippur is one of those times we have to be mechaper. So that's why it has to be special ketones. the lesson tells the is connected with Shnei Slaim, which connects to Mechiras Yosef, the idea of Vichel Binyamin, Kadosh Kadashim. Everything has to be, there's no assemblies. You can't ask for Kadosh Baruch Hu for Kapara, Ben Al Chavero, in a place, or with things, or with people, or with garments, okay, that are symbolic of the chalukah and the sinna of Klal Yisrael. Those don't work together. Stirim in a yubay. This way, Akash Bahu did it, okay, had all the trimming, that everything was mistah there, everything was working out within Klal Yisrael being together and connected. That's how it came, that's how you can get a kapar yom kippur. Now let's finish off. V'zeh ma'asha amru, ki atah salchan l'Yisrael. You are the saleach of Yisrael. Hainu, al kol achat ta'im shebenom ha'makom, sha'aroshim hu mishor sha'egel. Sh'nemar eile elohecha Yisrael, v'sha'n nemar salachti ki dvarecha. U'machalon ha'shitei yishruon, hi al chatim shebenom ha'chavero, sh'shor shalem u'mechid mechiris Yosef, sh'chat yoshiv te yishruon. V'dok v'kol zeh v'en ka'makom ha'arich. Okay, meaning, we split it up now, okay? Beautiful. Ki atah salchan Yisrael, kama, u'machalon ha'shitei yishruon. Atasaleach Yisrael. You give kapara to Yisrael. When? When they do things against you. You don't give them the day we come to you and we ask you for forgiveness. Ben Olam Makom. Right? We don't give the Ikar in Ben Olam Makom, not Ben Olam Chavero. The Ikar is we have to ask Shem for forgiveness what we did to him. Ki atasaleach Yisrael. You're saleach to Yisrael. Like you did the Hek Egel, salach you kibara. Umachalan the Shiftei Yeshua, you also give Mechila to the Shvatim. That's Mechiras Yosef. On both of those things and the Bracha, the Kiddush Hayom of Yom Kippur, we ask Kadosh Baruch Hu, please, on this day, be Mechaber us both on the Averit of Abed El Makom and the remnants of the Chet Egel, and also for the remnants of Mechiras Yosef and the Chet Ben El Chavero that we've done, as we have to do our own pius to our Chaverim. But at the end of the day, we need also kapara. Every Ben Al-Khavero also has a problem with Ben Al-Makom. We have to ask for forgiveness in that also. Please give us forgiveness for all those things that we did negate one another. That's also part of the tshuva, part of the kapara process for Yom Kippur. Okay? That is a beautiful piece. So many beautiful points, so many beautiful ramazim that are connected to this concept. And it's one proportion you sowed, which is that once you recognize that the problem Chiras Yosef is something that continues, that Avera is something that spreads out, okay? And that, and it's Shoresh, was Sinas Klaiswa between one another. So then, there can be nothing that's involved in the Kapara process that will have anything that smacks of that same Avera. It has to all be Achdus, it has to all be connected, Klaiswa being one. And that's what we saw about the special different Dinim that are all tied together, specifically on this day of Avodah Yom Kippurim. Okay, now, two lighter points in the Kliyaka. Okay? Vatulcha kamocha. Okay, what do I say? 10 minutes. Vatulcha kamocha.
Zekhah gadol Torah. Everyone knows the famous Gemara, the girl came to Hillel, and he said, teach me, kol dorko, regal achas, right?
He said to him, Vatulcha kamocha.
The rest of it, go figure out on your own. Okay? Kliyaka has a little bit of a nice spin on this Gemara. Look at the fourth line. Based on the story, I say the following took place. Hagir, he was a good guy. He wasn't trying to poke fun at Klal Yisrael and say, listen, teach me the whole Torah, regular Torah. What Elavada, sixth line, vacation manual, he was asking him, Yamido Kovis is a Torah, Yisod Echad. Teach me a Yisod, a pillar, a concept, something that would bring all the mitzvos to be all wrapped up in one. The Hainu, regular Echad, one pillar, one Amud. Asher Allah Yamidet Lo Kovis is Kedesh Lo Yavo Deshicha Hamatsuya Begir Asher Lo Lamami Nurav Kum Yitzvos Torah. I'm a gear, I don't know anything. Give me something, okay, that will be like a catch-all for mitzvos. So he said, a regular achas, in order that it should be short and to the point, like just like a kernel, okay, just a bullet board. How do I remember mitzvos?
That was what the question was.
That wasn't a bad thing. He wasn't trying to poke. He was a seder. That's what Hillel was telling him. Now,
what did Hillel teach him? Hillel taught about Hatachi Gemara. There's a problem with that. Because there's a Gemara in Makos
that says that over the generations, okay, there are 600 mitzvahs, but then as the generations went on, it became more difficult to remember all the mitzvahs.
So they started to cut them down and trim them down, okay,
that to have like basic categories. As the Gemara goes through, then there were 13, there were 7, and there was 1.
V'chavakuk ve'emidan al-achas. Shenemar, tzadik, ben munso, yichyeh.
Okay? Yeah, all the Torah is emuna. But all the Torah is Rabbi Hakamocha, you said.
Hillel. So Hillel came to be Cholik and Chavakuk. And Avi. That's not so good. What the Gemara says,
everything you want to hold Torah to Rabbi Lachas, that's what the Gemara says. You know what the Gemara says? You want to hold Torah to Rabbi Lachas? Emuna Hashem.
What would you say? Steer it! I would say, Elu Be'elu.
Give it a few times. That's what the other says. It says at the other, in the third line, V'ze'elu Soto Dibre Hillel. Ki Kom Soto Soto Em Shnei Sivim. Ha'achat Musa Shmei Elu Mako. V'yisod Kulan Emuna Ba'ashem. V'ashen Emuna Shmei Elu Chavero. V'yisod Kulan Ma'at Nefek Kamoha. Ah! Come out.
Beautiful. There are two major camps of mitzvahs. One of them Elu Mako. One of them Elu Chavero. If you were to try to give the soul
of mitzvah that may know in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, what would it be? Emunah. You believe in Hashem. You believe in Hashem?
You have Yerusha Mayim, you have Emunah Ba'Hashem?
Then you have the mitzvah, Ben Al-Lakon.
Oh, how do you Ben Al-Lakonera? What would be the catch-all? Love everybody. If you love everybody, it'll be easy for you to do the mitzvah, Ben Al-Lakonera.
Uvitam Zah Yakuvim, Horsim can afay lamala, nechave kabe mala, can I give Mr. Shrenal Makom? Right after the Kruvim, he says, the wings were uplifted towards the sky, can I get it, Benal Makom? And there's a misprint. The word becomes fehem, the next word becomes fehem, it should be upnehem. Upnehem, ish el achiv. Okay? But their faces of the Kruvim themselves were towards one another. Why? Can I give Mr. Benal Makom? I'll even say better than that. Not better. In addition to that, okay, the Kruvim, okay, what's shot? The Kruvim are sitting on top of the Torah, on top of the Ara, right?
So what basically saying, what with this mushroom, he's saying that the wings up and the faces at each other, that is Batsim, the Torah.
They're sitting on the top of the Aron Kodesh, right? The Torah is loose on inside, and on top of the covering of the Kruvim. And the Kruvim themselves are symbolizing the two aspects. Basically, how to wrap the whole Torah in one. They don't want to make them. And it's symbolized through the their wings and their faces towards each other. Okay. Now, the Alkena Marlo Psuk Nazif of Mughal, Regal Zeh, Hamilo Kobis Reno Chavero, the Marlo Gana Pasufa Pasuk. Ani Hashem. The Hainu Hayesod Shalav Hamid Chavakuk Kovitzos. The Hainu Amuna Ba'Hashem. The puzzle of the Chavoka ends with Ani Hashem.
So you'll say, wow. So it was a nice word. Hillel taught Atta Chavoka, Chavakuk taught Achad, it's all together.
How you know it's true? Says the Chavoka, look at the Pasuk!
The Pasuk says that Hillel wasn't coming to be Cholek. He included, at the end of the Pasuk, I mean, I shouldn't tell you, I'm taking that into account. These are the 2 points you have to know in order to do Kol Torah Kula.
Emunah Ba'Hashem, Yivad Lechak Mocha. Those are the two Yisodos you need to remember. Okay. One more. Okay, one more thing. It's another beauty. It ends quick and it's easy.
There are 3 psukim in a row
in the Parashat of Vayikra that all are loves to stay away from, and the thing is, it says, I should get my bearings here for a second. Okay, now Pasuk Yudzayim, sorry, one second, yes. Pasuk
says what? Lo tatu ava mishva lo tsa pene dava ota dava pene gadol v'tzedek tishpot amitach. Yefe. Tzedek tishpot amitach. It's to do proper justice for everybody. Amitach. Amitach, Rash tells us, only those who are shomer Torah mitzvos. Yefe. The next pasuk says, sorry, lo tisna sachich v'vecha, hocheach tochiach, es amitach. You should give rebuke to Amisacha. Who's Amisacha? Only those who can listen to what you have to say. If you're not going to listen to the guy, you don't have to listen to the Torah. Amisacha. Velo sikom velo sitor es b'nei amecha. But when it comes to revenge, that's everybody in the nation. Es b'nei amecha. Everybody in the Klal Yisrael. There's no chilukim if is he a good guy, is he a bad guy, is he a Russia, not a Russia. All Jews, no revenge. No bearing a grudge. No nothing. Lama. Why not with Amitecha? And then we would know that it's referring to only certain people in Pai Yisrael. Says the Kliyak Rav Yudi. Lo Amar Amitecha, Lefi Shehanekim Anetira, Tchuna Ra'a Beguf Ha'adam. The aim in Haravud Vakesh Nekamal, Shum Adam, Shum Rebnei Amecha, Im Tov V'im Ra. Listen, sometimes we have a lot in the Torah that you shouldn't do something to somebody else, not because it's bad for you, it's bad for you, but it's not right to the person that you're doing it to. It's ruthless, it's mean. Don't do it! Don't talk about those people, don't act towards them. Sometimes they have a mitzvah, it's for you. Says the Kliyakar, Nikima and Atira, this is not about what's going to, if you take out your revenge against that guy, what's going to be with him? Ali Nebuch. This is for you. You should not do that. It's going to implant inside you a very bad character trait. And it doesn't matter, therefore, whether or not he's a good guy, tzaddik, or he's a Russia. As long as he's a Jew, can't take out revenge on him. Lufi, shemistama hanekima, he amasha aslachu begufko bebamoncha. Why do you want to take revenge? Because the guy is either against you physically or against your monetary material ownership. So it says, those things are not important. So since they're not important, in order to teach you that those things are unimportant, Shem says, you're not allowed to take out revenge against those things, for those things. Why? Because I don't deem them to be important. And if you're going to take revenge on them, that means you're giving those very high values, high importance, and they're not so important, those things. When we talked to the beginning of the week, I said this about values. These are low values in Kadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. So I don't want you, if you think those things are really important, you take out revenge, you start being upset at this person, that means you have a wrong, a crooked value system. These are not things you should be taking out the kima for. So therefore it doesn't matter whether that guy is a great guy or a bad person. It doesn't matter. You, for yourself, it highlights something about you if you take out your revenge on something that happens to you, beguf or bemamon. Got it? Look at the contrast now. Omna. Mutter lasos nekam bagoyim. Ki heim amistam rotzim lahavir chol miyamitzis Hashem. Uladichol miyam Hashem elokecha. But against the goyim you can take out. Why? Because they're not just coming to hurt you or to hurt your money. When a goy attacks the Yisrael, it's a religious attack. He doesn't want you to do mitzvahs. He doesn't want you to have a good form. You want to take out the kama for that? Kol kavod, the simcha, good. That's proper. That is the value system that is teaching us. That's important. That you should, that you take out for yourself, and I would worry about, oh, it's bad for you. Take out revenge? No, it's not bad for you. If you take out revenge for the right things, it shows that your value system is correct. So if you take out revenge because someone tries to do a mitzvah, that's good. If you take out revenge because someone tried to hurt you or hurt your money, you missed the point. That was not the highest importance thing in the world.
So Hashem's teaching us here what you should deem to be important. You can take out revenge and whatever the effect it has on you, and those are really important. What's important? Avodas Hashem is important. Mitzvahs are important. Your money? Not so important.
Your feelings? Not so important.
Important. Not enough to take out revenge.
The Zed of Ar Chashuv, the Tzachum, the occasion that comes out, that you should take out revenge for.
And that's why it says, Es b'nei amecha, l'ma'et ha'goyim, sh'inam b'nei amecha. La'asot nekama b'goyim. Why is it okay to take out the goyim?
Because it's nekama for Hashem.
Ke'al nekamos Hashem. It's nekama for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hol Rav Etzba, sixth line, she'tchilas ha'nekama, v'sofa lo t'ye ki'im l'shem Hashem. D'hayim l'zman sh'ivakesh ezer adam ha'adicha mi'amitz l'Hashem. When they want to stop doing mitzvahs, then that's the come that's proper. That's the come against the goyim.
About last line in that period, about kol ha'marosh shebegufos, lo rotzah Hashem shivakesh adam lekamalim. But all the things that happen to you, that you don't take out revenge. Again, take out revenge means, number one, you have anger. Number one, you're carrying it out. You have no control. You're out of control. Okay?
Those are bad things for a person. You should not act in that fashion. And you should definitely not act in that fashion for things that are not so important. You can do those kind of actions when it's for something that really is important, of the highest importance. What is that? Serving Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he ends off with a great mashal. I'll tell you the mashal outside at the same time. He says, mashal ma'adav adam. It's a beautiful mashal. You have a kid, okay? Let's say he's building a sandcastle, okay? Or, I don't know, he's stacking cups. Dixie cups, you know, like a huge pyramid. You know what I'm talking about? Like, you know, plastic cups. Kids making tremendous pyramid of Dixie cups. Okay? And somebody comes over and just sort of rushes by and goes, the whole thing falls. Hours of work. What happens? The kid comes running. Daddy, daddy! You know what he just did? He broke my sandcastle. Or my cup castle that I created.
What's the dad supposed to do? Feel bad for the kids.
But, you know, in the big scope of things, that's not the end of the world. The father hopefully has enough das to understand that, you know what? It's a sandcastle. It's Dixie cups. It'll be okay. You'll get past it. Okay?
So, yes, it comes with kid now. But, he can't just do what the guy wants.
Even the kid's calling out and saying, take out revenge! Get this guy! Sit him!
He can't do it.
You know, to the kid, this is like mamish, bloody murder. You gotta kill this guy. We don't do it. It's not important enough.
So says the Kliyakar, that's the same idea here. Let's go to the ninth line. Enough of this. Mikol makom, end line. Ha'av ro ebe sichlo, she'en devarke, not to learn. V'shekol ma'aseh abed ayu ha'alim. Ma'aseh tatun, just playing on it, doing kid stuff. They're not going to grab Rabbi Yezel or Yevim and Tayyid. The father's not going to pay an enemy because like, he knocked over the Dixie cups. K'vi'emes, lo'asah z'klum. It was nothing what this guy just did. Kachu inyin bein avinu sheva shemayim u'l'gu'av.
So too is how it is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's teaching us in this pasuk. Asher l'fim yuta sagasam, according to our feeble minds, we think, kol yinay olam hazeh, yesh b'tzad b'ayla v'shpeimus. These are the most important things that we have in this world, what we own in this world. Big deal! But whoever did anything against us, we think, oh my God, I'm going to rip this guy to shreds. It's so akim! La'avim shua shemayim, she'ikot big maslam. Call to Hashem, God, Hashem, you gotta help us. Look at this guy just did to me. Blah, 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 blah. And he started hating the guy. When what happened against you is not something that touches your neshama, your existence in this world. So Hashem doesn't pay attention then. Ki ve'ini Hashem Yisbarach, kol ha'inyanim asher b'nei b'nei'ad m'sagim hem olam hazeh, all that we endow ourselves with in this world, that we think are so important, domim mamash l'tzchok u'schok. Asher asalo hayel, which is kind of. In Hashem's eyes, it's just that sandcastles. Sandcastles and Dixie cups, these things. The boy said, can't take it easy. When the things that happen to you are things that now affect your Avodas Hashem, affect your makes the mitzvos, they affect your Dimur Torah. Oh, now we're talking. Now it's something that's not, you know, pennies and nickels and dimes. Now we're up to, you know, $100. This is big stuff. Okay, now Hashem will come and listen. What's the other stuff? Come on. He didn't give you his hammer. Big deal. He didn't lend you out something to use in your house. Okay, blah, blah, blah. He didn't give you his, your fan room. You don't have to slap the hinges. These things are not the ikur. This pasuk is teaching us a tremendous yesod, tremendous insight into what's really important. Because the book says all the things of what Hashem looks on, the things that we sometimes make such a big deal about, they get so upset and huffy and puffy. Hashem says all of that, it's like a little kid yelling about his Lego or his Dixie cups or whatever, his sandcastles. Stop. And on that you're going to flap the hinges and create a whole sinner? That's not what we're making sinner for. That's why against all Jews we don't do it. Against Goyim. They want to stop you from doing mitzvahs. They want to prevent you from serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Torah mitzvahs. That, I let you go ahead and take the kippah for. That is something which is a tremendous value. Because Rambam taught us what types of values, what types of things are important, what types of things are not important in this world.